It's day two of the Big E3 Video Game Showcase at the L.A. Convention Center, and the big unveiling on day one, of course, was the new Wii console from Nintendo. Joining us live, L.A. Times Entertainment Industry reporter and blogger Ben Fritz. Ben, if I'm a gamer, what is the thing you've seen out there that I cannot get along without?
Well, it's going to be this new Wii console. It's called the Wii U. It's a follow-up to the Wii, and it features a really crazy new controller that kind of combines an iPad-like touchscreen in the middle, along with all the traditional buttons and joysticks that gamers are used to. So they're trying to make it accessible to people who only know iPads, but still make it something gamers would want too. It's really interesting.
Yeah, the key, obviously, to sales is to have the thing that everybody wants, the thing that is new and exciting and gives you that experience. And, of course, over the years, we've seen a lot of people introduce things that went no place. What is your view about this one? Does this go someplace?
Well, you know, there's really mixed opinions at E3 amongst the attendees and the gamers watching it from home. So I think this is a really risky bet by Nintendo. They're doing something really different, but they did that with the original Wii and it worked out. And I think they have to do something bold now because Wii sales have fallen dramatically in the past year or two.
Is there much talk there about, you know, all the hacking that's been going on in sort of the gaming internet, gaming network, you know, certainly Sony? I mean, what are people's concerns?
Yeah, absolutely. People are concerned that as more and more gaming goes online, that these things are vulnerable and that we won't be able to game or our personal data will be accessed. So Sony apologized for it, and they're giving stuff to gamers to make up for it. But people are very concerned that this is going to become more prevalent in the future.
All right, Ben, appreciate your time this morning. Ben Fritzer, LA Times Entertainment Industry Reporter, blogger, talking about E3, the big video game showcase, currently underway at the Convention Center.